one and a two and a one, two, three, four. Snog.
A talk.
Jenna.
Nikki.
Oh my God, I am so thrilled to be back.
Where have you been?
Oh my gosh, I guess we thought this was going to be a weekly thing. We really didn't think this was a weekly thing.
We thought wrong. It's much easier to do it once or twice a year.
Yes. So we're back again with our biannual podcast. Welcome back to Snox, everybody.
Wow. Woo. All our fans are here today.
The tri-state area is shaking. Let me tell you. It's been a minute. Jenna.
It's been a minute. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
J-Dog, let me tell you. Where do I even start? I went to Stockholm.
Oh, my God.
A.K.A. Snockholm.
The home of the Snox.
The home of the Snox. I did a little work soiree over there. Tried a lot of really delicious snacks, including Swedish fish and Swedish berries.
Swedish meatballs?
I did try Swedish meatballs. Nice. And let me tell you, they live up to the hype.
Really? Yeah. Better than IKEA?
You know, I don't know if I can say they're better than IKEA. Maybe it's just because IKEA has top dog. You know,
yeah,
maybe
theirs is like the best in the world.
Yeah, I know. I think it's because they have horse in it.
Shut up. No, they don't. Yeah. They have horse in it?
I think that was like a big recall. There's like, IKEA.
They accidentally put horse in their meatballs.
Yeah. BoJack Horseman is shaking.
Oh, God. I'm highly allergic to horse.
Yeah.
Fun fact about me.
Yeah, let me yeet out of that one.
However, I don't know if I'm highly allergic to horse meat.
Horse meat. Oh, you're allergic to horse hair.
Yeah, I'm allergic to horse hair.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, horribly allergic.
Would you say it's net for you?
Yeah.
Wait. Never mind. Let's cut that shit out for sure. Oh, shit. Anyways, going back to our NSFW podcast, let's just cut all of that out. So, yes, went to Stockholm for a little bit, did a little bit of a work trip. Then recently, I went to Asia.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
Spend some time in Manila. And I think that's kind of like the basis of the last couple months for me. I've just been
You've been all over the world.
I've just been on the road.
Eating snacks of all kinds.
Yes. What about you, J-Dog?
Well, I have not nearly been around the world that much. I went back to LA briefly, ate my favorite Los Angeles snacks, as that is my home. I ate a lot of popcorn, as I normally do. Ate some In-N-Out.
Love that.
If that's considered a snack, it is.
Oh, hell yeah. Tell me your In-N-Out
my
order.
My In-N-Out order? Okay. Double-double, cheese.
Hell yeah.
Animal style. Oh, French fries, extra crispy, coffee shake.
I'm sorry, coffee shake?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I just mixed up my Shake Shack order.
Yo.
No, I get a Coke float at In-N-Out.
Oh, yum. So oishi.
So oishi.
So today is an Asian-themed episode.
Yay!
We have a ton of delicious Asian snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably. The best snacks.
Arguably the best ones. I brought some of my childhood favorites. I think they'll create a lot of good ASMR. Stay tuned.
We do love ASMR, like we mentioned before. This is also an ASMR podcast.
Yeah.
Jenna and I are really passionate about this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Jenna is 1/8?
Oh my God, are you crazy? I'm Equasian.
Yes! Yes!
I'm 1/4 Asian, and it's my favorite quarter.
Yes, go off, queen, and I am full-blood Filipino. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homies out in the Philippines. Yay! So, should we just get into it?
Yeah, I think we should just start going for it, see what happens, see where we go. Maybe we throw in some snack facts in between our munchies.
Who knows?
Who knows? We're back and we're here for the adventure.
Let's snock about it.
Oh, God. Did you just think of that?
Yeah.
Actually, have you been planning it?
If you turn around, we have a whiteboard. Jenna, turn around and let me know what that says right behind you.
Oh, my God. It says, quote, "Let's snock about it." Should we start with the savory or the sweet?
I think we should do savory.
Sweet, savory, sweet. Well, that one's nutty. We have sweet, we have very sweet, we have nutty. And then we have prawn crackers.
Yes, that's true. Should we give an intro to all of the snacks that we have?
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't you intro your fancy snacks that you brought?
Sure. Let me go ahead and do that. So on my way to Asia, actually on my way back, let me say that. On my way back, let me just get that out of the air, okay? This isn't on my way. This is on my way back. Your girl was stuck in Hong Kong airport for 10 hours.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
It was a crisis. I was in a red alert mode. But the nice thing about Hong Kong airport is that there's endless opportunities for adventure. One of the things that I had to hit up was the local Aji Ichiban. And if you've never been to an Aji Ichiban, it's basically a snack store.
Oh my God. Yeah. Asia has the best snack stores.
So crazy.
Their store's completely dedicated to just snacks.
Just snacks. And let me tell you, you can get savory, you can get your sweet, you can get your salty. Ugh. It's all there. One of my top things that I saw there was all the different kinds of dried squid, dried plum.
Oh my God, yeah.
But your girl was obviously there for the candy. So I got a nice little variety pack. Inside the pack includes this fresh milk soft candy. It's a taffy, if you will. In addition to that soft taffy, we have a matcha milk soft candy. Yeah. So really thrilled about that one. We have a mango gummy, an apple gummy, and a strawberry gummy. And yeah, that's what I got. What about you?
I brought the childhood classic chocolate Pockies.
Oh, heck Pocky? Yeah. Pocky.
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 These are my favorite. I was almost going to get the pizza kind, but I thought that we should just go traditional and with what I love. And then I brought... Oh, God. I brought these jellies. I don't even know what they're called. I can try to read it, but, you know, my Japanese is a little bit rough. It's like kusozeri.
There's English on it as well. You want to read it.
Oh, Eshindo?
Shindo.
No, that's the brand. That's not the name of the...
Basically, it looks like a little
they look
Jell-O
like Jell-O shots. Yeah, they look like Jell-O shots, and you slurp them, and it's honestly a really fun time. And yeah. If you bring them to your friends when you're in elementary school, everybody thinks you're super cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I also brought spicy prawn crackers, which I assume are like shrimp crackers, but the shrimp and the prawn are slightly different. Are they?
Are the crackers bigger? Because the prawns are bigger.
Yeah, prawns are bigger. No, I think actually they're smaller.
Interesting.
The crackers. So maybe they have more flavor. And then I brought my favorite sesame crackers. And it's literally just sesame and sugar. And they taste really nutty. And I'm highly allergic to nuts.
To peanuts.
So this is the closest I get to experiencing a nut candy.
I love how close to the edge you like to live.
I live. Black sesame ice cream, I assume, is what... Like peanut butter ice cream tastes like.
You ever have a sesame and jelly sandwich? Let me tell you.
I have.
It'll change your life.
Sesame butter? I've had that. Sunflower butter? Had it. I'm
peanut
so desperate.
Butter? Yeah, you just want to try it.
I'm just so desperate for it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, should we just get into
this? Yeah, should we just get into it? I mean, yeah. Which
I think
one should we go
just,
for?
I think we should start it off with a shot.
I think we should do to it. Okay, so which one are you trying?
You're trying the red? Let's see. I like how you said, do you want to try the red one? Because still unclear about what flavors they are.
I'm going to try orange because I love orange popsicles.
Okay, I'm going to try.
It's either orange or mango.
Yeah, I'm going to try red. So
you guys are in for, hopefully this is a really nice ASMR, you guys.
Let me tell you, these bad boys
slurp
are,
it.
They're juicy.
Right. Oh my God, these are just how I remember. Okay. Ugh.
One, two, three. Ew. Mmm.
These are so good.
They're so good.
They're so good. Japanese, oh my God. I think when I was a kid, the most fun part of it was slurping it. And was
so
making
too.
The most obnoxious noise you could possibly make with it.
Yeah, I've had different variations of this where there's like a little coconut jelly inside of the mix. It's like a little square jelly. In the Philippines, we call it nata de coco. Not even just in the Philippines. In Vancouver, Canada, we call it nata de coco. It's not just a Filipino thing. You can get it at your local grocery store. But yeah, these are fire.
Yeah, those were freaking good. What did yours taste like? Mine just kind of tasted like simple syrup.
Yeah, I think mine was strawberry flavored, but if I'm being completely honest with you, it did taste like the flavor red.
Yeah, I think mine tasted like orange popsicle in jelly form.
Love that for us.
Yeah, that was a good flavor. All right, which one should we try next?
Oh my gosh, should we?
We have so many. We need to do a rapid fire snack review.
Let's do the sesame crackers.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay.
I was trying to think of before different snack memories that I had, and the only memories I had were traumatizing experiences that I had with nuts.
Yeah. I mean, this one does, it smells like a peanut.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I used to be so scared I was allergic to sesames, and then I started eating them, and someone was like, this is what peanuts taste like. And I was like, I can finally live out.
So this, it's really hard to open, first of all.
Yeah, you really... There you go.
There we go. So it looks like a brick.
Yeah,
it feels like a brick.
They're really solid and crumbly. And they're hard to chew when they get stuck in your mouth.
Okay, you know what? You take that one and I'll take this one.
I know. Oh my God, it's straight. Like, see, love them, but they trigger a part of my brain that makes me feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, because it smells like
because
peanuts.
Because it smells like peanuts.
Guys, this literally is a brick of sesame seed. You know on airplanes when they give you free snacks?
Yeah.
It's either a Biscoff cookie or it's a sesame seed stick.
But they're so good.
Mm.
It's just sugar and sesames.
So good.
Damn, the fucking... The Asians really... they know how to do it. They know what they're doing.
They know what they were doing when they made this.
They always know what they're doing.
It's funny because... The older I get, the more I resonate with, like, an old Asian grandma.
Oh, my God.
As far as, like, what kind of candies and snacks I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, as a kid, okay, you know what? No. Let's cut that out because I agree with everything that old Asian grandmas like currently. Like, I love congee. I love sesame bars.
I wish I was more Asian so I could be an Asian grandma.
Mm.
But I'm just going to be a white grandma.
With a touch of Asian in there.
With a little touch of Asian. And what's sad is my kids are going to be, like, practically not Asian at all. And you don't want to be the kids that are, like... Like, Quasian is, like, the cutoff, you know, of saying, like, I'm Asian.
Mm.
I'm Quasian. I don't know.
Questionable Asian.
But if one of my brothers, or if I marry, like, and have children and offspring with someone more Asian than us, I'm going to, like, want to live vicariously through my children. Really, like, overemphasize the Asian.
Yeah.
Or I can go the opposite route and be really Italian.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot that you're also Italian.
I'm bada Italian. Bada
boom. You know, Italian. The gabagool.
Hey.
Hey, Tony, you know what a meatball is. Yeah, you have options. I could either be Filipino or more Filipino. So let me live vicariously through you. That was delicious.
Yeah, that was delicious. That was delicious.
Should we go for one of these gummies that I got over here?
Yeah, pick them. Honestly, let's do the milk one.
Okay. Should we do matcha milk? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Whichever one.
Let's do a matcha milk. Right. Fun fact about matcha. I hate matcha.
Oh my God. You hate matcha? Why'd you get matcha milk?
Well, you know, I just thought, you know, why not be crazy? Let's go crazy. The thing is, I like green tea. I am a green tea stan, as you can see by my green tea right here. But something about matcha just doesn't sit right for me. It kind of tastes a little bit like seaweed. I know that's not what it is intended to be. But I remember distinctly it was during, like, you know, like the Frappuccino times when you would get, like, a cheap Frappuccino. It was like a Frappuccino sale or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you would get, like, buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
So I got myself my favorite classic strawberries and cream frap. And then I was like, let me go crazy and get one of these matcha bad boys.
Oh, you hated it.
I liked it for the first two sips. And then I was like, whoa, this is the ocean, baby.
The first two sips were probably just whipped cream.
Yeah, that's probably why. But yeah, ever since then, like, I wanted to fit in. I want to enjoy. What's that matcha place in Soho?
Oh, Cha-Cha Matcha.
I want to enjoy Cha-Cha Matcha more than anybody in the world. It's aesthetically pleasing.
It's so pink in there.
Yeah, it's pink in there and it's green.
Everyone who works there, too, is so cool.
So cool. But guess what? I freaking don't enjoy matcha. But
they
anyways.
Have drinks, though, that aren't matcha. They're like spirulina.
Okay.
Or like blue.
So I bought spirulina thinking I would like spirulina. It kind of tastes like fish food.
Okay, I got spirulina because people say, yeah, go for it, try it. Because people say it's so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think it tasted like anything, but I didn't eat it raw. I just like put it in something. I don't even remember what I put it in.
I mixed it with water and it literally tasted like.
You just drank.
I felt like a fighting fish.
Straight spirulina.
Okay. So we're eating the matcha candy right now. It's a really soft taffy like candy.
It doesn't really taste like matcha.
It doesn't really taste like matcha. Mm, you know, I got like a whisper of matcha.
Yeah, like a really small whisper. But maybe that's matcha. Just because I just drank matcha. Mm. So it's like, it really doesn't taste.
So you're on the matcha wave.
Oh, I'm on the matcha wave. Especially since, because I used to drink so much coffee that I just like couldn't function. Because I was like, if I didn't drink like 6 cups of coffee a day, I would be dying. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to get off coffee. And then I just started drinking matcha all the time.
Yeah.
And that's like a much better caffeine high. It's not like you're like buzzing and you're like... Well, sometimes it is, but like you're not like bumping and going crazy. You're just like up and you're like awake.
Yeah.
And it's good. And you feel kind of like you're cleansing your body rather than caffeine and rather than coffee. And coffee like really hits your stomach hard.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, if I think about coffee, I got to go to the bathroom.
<It's> like, and especially since here it's like cold brew.
Yeah. Oh, so my God. So just,
it really just, it doesn't feel good. And then it's like, It's just way too much.
Let me tell you, coffee will put you out of commission.
Yeah, it puts you out of commission.
But it lets you function and focus and go for your mission.
Yeah, for your mission. All right, let's try another one.
All right.
Should we do Pocky?
I was waiting.
Okay. The Pocky is sort of like the Asian, even though they have this, it's kind of like the Asian Kit Kat in the way that everybody eats it sort of differently.
Yes.
Did you watch Kourtney Kardashian eat a Kit Kat?
Oh my God.
Have you ever tried to eat it that way?
I've tried to eat it that way.
I liked it.
I liked. So if you're not familiar with how Kourtney Kardashian eats a Kit Kat, she breaks off a separate piece of Kit Kat. She eats all the sides and then she takes the parts. She like.
The wafer. Yeah.
She takes the wafers apart and eats them individually.
Yeah.
So it takes twice as long to eat a Kit Kat, but it's almost more satisfying because it takes longer.
And the wafer is just so crisp. You get chocolate all over your fingers.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what happens when I eat Pocky. Because when I was little, I used to just eat the one part that's just straight breadstick. so that I would only have the chocolate in my mouth. And I could get the worst part over with.
Oh my gosh.
Initially. So that's how I'm going to eat it now. Because I'm going to stay true to who I was.
All right. I'm just going to eat it as a normal person would. You want to hear a nice
God, I'm having another one.
You want to hear a fun Pocky snack fact?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay. Snack fact, ding ding ding. The name Pocky actually comes from the sound its creators sold, and it's a sound that happens when you eat the Pocky, and that sound is actually called puckin. Well, I think they're puckin delicious. And I could definitely go for about 5 others.
Oh my God. Please tell me that line is written down on your computer after you read.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, this is my 3rd one. Tell me if you hear the pockin noise.
I didn't hear the pockin noise. Maybe if you snap it. Sorry, you... Did you fart?
My leg is on the thing.
All right, let's just quiet down real quick. No, you can't even hear it. Let me tell you, things have changed since the beginning. They're so delicious.
They're like perfect.
You know, I used to do this thing where I would.
I'm literally just continuing to eat them.
I used to scrape off the chocolate with my teeth.
Oh, ew. Okay, I'm gonna try it.
Dude, you were a thumb sucker. Okay, I can do this if I want. Hey. We each get cavities our own way, okay? Choose your destiny.
I never had a cavity because my mom gave us fluoride water, which we now realize is connected to cancer.
Thanks, Mom.
But I don't have cavities.
Wow. I am the latter. I have had many cavities in my life.
That happens.
Yeah, I think it's just because I have really close together teeth. They're really tight.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
My teeth are mad weird.
I like your teeth. You have a great smile.
Thank you. They just don't touch. My mouth, my top jaw and my bottom jaw doesn't touch. And once I went to a plastic surgeon that was recommended to me by my orthodontist.
Oh my God.
And he told me that he could break my jaw for a mere $100,000 not covered by insurance, and he could make me churn from an 8 to a 10.
Oh my God.
And that I could look like a Dallas cowgirl if I really wanted to.
Yikes.
And I said to him, but I already am a 10.
Absolutely.
And he responded to me, I guess this surgery really isn't for someone with so much confidence.
Dude, this guy sucks.
I know. I was like, and then he told me if my jaw was fixed, my nose wouldn't look so big.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I thought I was here because I get like jaw pain.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, Jenna, you are a beautiful specimen. You are a gift to the earth, let me tell you, and a gift to the snockers. Don't ever think badly about yourself because you are A1. Second of all, this is my fear. If I ever go to a plastic surgeon, because I want to get an eyebrow lift. I don't know. Let me go crazy.
An eyebrow lift.
But if I go there, they'll be like, oh, yeah, sure, we can do this. But have you ever thought about your nose, too?
Yeah. Are you sure you want to do that part?
Yeah. There's a lot to work on there.
Or they're like, now that we've done that, like, we can actually focus
on the real problem.
And then you're just like left. And then I was like looking at my jaw afterwards. And I was like, what is my jaw?
Well, you
know,
like, what?
A Dallas cowgirl?
You know what? We don't even like Dallas.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, screw that.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a Raiders girl. You know what I'm saying?
I told my dad this and he was like, oh my God, if I was there. And then afterwards, my mom was sitting with us and she was like, so what do you think?
Oh my God.
And I was like, what do you think? And she was like, that was weird.
Yeah, oh my God. My mom would be like, can we have money back from the time we spent with you? You wasted our time. Okay, thank you, sir. Wow, okay. Anyways, back to Pocky.
Anyway, back. Yo, my. Okay, let's whip out these shrimp crackers. Because I feel like I need some savory.
Yeah.
Yeah, this jaw may not work properly, but it works for what it needs to get done.
Yeah, which is snack.
This is spicy flavor. I almost, fun fact about today, I almost got us the hot chicken, like super spicy flavor of ramen.
Ooh.
Wow, those are good.
Oh my God, so fire.
Why are Asian snacks so good? Why did we wait so long? I feel like every week we should do different Asian snacks, and that should just be our podcast.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think about that. Okay, I have a fun snack memory about prawn crackers. Growing up, we didn't have a laundry machine, so my mom and I would go walk to the laundromat, which was down the street from us, and attached to the laundromat was this little convenience store by this little Korean man. Such a sweet man, but I was like 4 years old. My mom was like, why don't you go hang out over here with this dude while I do laundry? First of all, that's fine.
You were like, hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to hang out at a convenience store. You know how many snacks that guy has? And without a question, every single time I would go in there, which was at least like twice a week, he would give me a bag of these Oishi prawn crackers. Actually, I don't think it was these crackers. Oh. It was the other one. It was the Nongshim.
Oh, okay.
It was the one with like hella shrimp like floating on it.
Oh, okay. Is it a yellow bag?
It's an OG big bag of orange crackers. And there's like a bunch of shrimp on it. And the writing is in yellow. Mm. But yeah, I would crush them. Let me tell you that. I would crush those with a 7-Up or a Dr. Pepper. And then I would sit on the sidewalk right outside of the laundromat while my mom cleaned my delicates. So that's my memory of that guy. His name was Mr. Kim. He was a really cool
And he introduced you to shrimp crackers.
He introduced me to shrimp crackers, and let me tell you, change your life. It'll change your life.
That's amazing. I my first shrimp cracker was in my Japanese class because I took Japanese in high school.
Really?
Yeah, and my teacher was super focused less on the language and more so on, like, the immersion factor. So all we did was eat Japanese snacks and watch anime.
Oh, my
God. And, like,
gosh.
Japanese soap operas. And it was the best experience.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, and then there was one year that I had a different teacher. She really whipped our ass to learn some freaking Japanese. Yeah.
Ichi, ni,
san! I was like, oh, my God, this is not what I wanted. Oh, man, did I learn some Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Watashi no nama e wa Jenna-san.
Nice.
Thank you.
If you want to know how we live in Tokyo.
Is that your Japanese that you know? Yeah. I literally can't stop eating these pockies.
I can't stop eating these
honestly,
shrimp crackers.
The shrimp crackers with the pocky, it's a great combo. It's like popcorn and M&M's.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me tell you, that's a combo if I've ever had one.
You know what? Okay, have you heard of the movie First Love?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, I think I might see it tonight. But it's about, like, it happens in one night, and it's a Japanese, like, Yakuza story about, like, this guy, and he falls in love with this girl, or it's like a call girl. It looks like a Japanese Pulp Fiction.
I love that. If I were to go to Japan with my one stick and poke tattoo of a triangle with a line in it.
Why have I never seen that?
Okay, so this was a stupid tattoo. Actually, no, this isn't a stupid tattoo. It brings back a lot of wonderful memories of me as a teen. My best friend was moving to Japan to become a become an English teacher.
Oh my God, wait, JET program?
I'm not entirely sure. Shaba, AKA Shay, if you're listening to this, send us a voice message. Let us know what it is. Mm-hmm. But basically, she was moving to Japan. We were like, oh my God, what do we do to like commemorate this moment? So we're like, let's freaking tattoo each other. So she got girl power tattooed on her cheek. And by cheek, I mean her butt cheek.
Oh my God, I thought on her actual cheek.
No, even better. And then I didn't know what to get tattooed, but I definitely didn't want to get FOMO. So I went on Pinterest. I searched up cool, small, intricate tattoos that you can do with stick and poke. Mm-hmm. I found a giant gallery of triangles, and one of the triangles had a line through it, and the line through the triangle means to transcend, and your girl's always transcending.
Wow, that's cool.
It's not.
I like that.
I think it's like funny now, but also when I did it way too close, so it just turned into a little blob.
No, it's cute. I like it.
Thanks, Jenna.
I love stick and pokes. I want a stick and poke. I know that when I'm married, I'll know that the man is for me.
Yeah.
When we can stick and poke each other's names on each other's butts.
I love that. Oh my God.
That's my goal. That's what I've always wanted.
Honestly, chivalry is not dead.
That's all know that he's the one.
Yeah.
If he's like, not only am I okay with that, but I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stick and poke your name on my butt.
Yeah.
And then if we have kids and stuff, it's like our name when we're like swimming.
Oh my God, I love that.
And then eventually when they're old enough, we'll stick and poke our names on our children's butt.
I think let's cut that out.
Imagine. Is that abuse?
Yeah, I think so.
But you can pierce like a kid's.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's actually pause. My mom pierced my ears when I was 6 months. I didn't have a choice.
6 months?
All I know
six
is like.
6 years old.
You 6 years old?
Yeah, I asked my mom. I said, can I get my ears pierced? She said, go ask your dad. I said, okay. I went up to my dad. I go, daddy, can I get my ears pierced? And he goes, of course, honey.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I got him pierced when I was six.
Wow, that's sick. Did you go to Claire's?
Hell yeah, I went to Claire's. They use those freaking gun on the freaking piercing gun on me that's like horrible for your ear and can make it explode.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used. Didn't get infected because my mom cleaned it all the time. And now that I have new infections, now that I have new piercings, those get infected because my mom does no longer clean them.
OMG, that is hilarious. Well, if you ever need a helping hand, Jenna, I am always here to help you disinfect your piercings.
Can you actually look at it after this?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, I said it online, so I have to do that now. So, oh my God, wow, that was really oishi.
That was a lot of good snacks.
That was a lot of good snacks. I don't even know how we should start rating these snacks.
Oh my God, I forgot that we rate them.
Yeah.
Should we rate them from our favorites to... Should we try a gummy?
Yeah, we actually haven't tried all of the snacks yet. So just to give you guys a run through of what we've tried so far, we started off with the fresh milk soft candy in the flavor green tea or matcha, if you will. We also had a cup of jelly, which were fire. Jenna had the orange flavor and I had the red flavor, which I'm assuming is strawberry. We like to transition that into a more savory note. So we tried the sesame cracker situation.
The nutty.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Capped it off with a little bit of Pocky, which, I mean, you can't.
I literally can't stop eating them.
You can't stop eating them. You just can't.
Eating these shrimp crackers either.
We also had some shrimp crackers, which were fire. Shout out to the shrimps.
Shout out to the shrimps who gave their lives for this snack.
Yeah, let's have a moment of silence for those prawns.
Okay.
Anyways, and the last thing that we're going to be trying today are these gummies that I tried previously. I already know that they're
okay. I haven't tried them all.
Okay,
give me a good. I'll close my eyes.
I prefer if you just pick yourself. But let me just run you through the flavors that we have here. We have a mango.
Okay, I want that one.
All right. So we have mango, strawberry, and apple. I'm going to go ahead and try the apple one.
Okay, let's... Ooh, these... There's a lot of air in the... Oh, whoa. What the heck?
I feel like packaging for any snacks is like 85% air.
Also, the Asians package the best in the world. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Mmm. Mm. How flavorful are those, hey?
These are really good gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I should have brought my gummy bears from Hawaii.
What makes what makes them Hawaiian? Well, no, bro.
My cousin's friend makes them, and they're lemon peel gummy bears, and they're straight the best gummy bears that exist in the world.
Mmm.
I've never had better gummy bears.
Gotcha.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. What are some other interesting Asian snacks that we didn't get to try this episode? I was thinking right off the top of the dome, Hi-Chews.
Oh, yeah, Hi-Chews. But I don't love Hi-Chews. Hi-Chews were really big in my high school, mm-hmm. and everybody was always eating Hi-Chews. And one of my best friends ate so much of the melon, the honeydew or whatever, the green one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The green Hi-Chew. She just always had them on her.
Mm-hmm.
And those were good. Hi-Chew were good. I'm thinking, like... There's so many freaking snacks out there that are delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
there's
definitely...
There's Yin Yans.
Oh, Yang Yans.
Yeah, they're like the DUI Pocky.
Yeah, 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 where you dip them yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
but
dip...
the thing is, like, you have to strategize with mm-hmm. those because sometimes you might run out of breadsticks, and if you do, then yeah. you just got to use your old finger.
I used to literally eat all the breadsticks so that my last two or three breadsticks would have... So much on it. It would be like me like using spoonfuls of it.
You have to use your biceps.
That was the same thing I did the same with like the Oreo dippers.
The Oreo dippers?
You know, it's like the cream and then you'd have like the biscuit and you like dip it. It's
no
like the
way.
Cheese version of it. Yeah. You
that doesn't exist. No way.
They used to be when we were little.
No
I think.
Way.
I don't know if they still sell them. They're called like Dunkers.
Oh, Dunkaroos?
No, there's like an Oreo version of it though. Are Dunkaroos Oreos?
No, Dunkaroos are Dunkaroos. Dunkaroos are little graham crackers.
Oh, yeah, no,
shaped
those.
As animals that you dip in frosting.
Oh, no. There's an Oreo version of that.
Damn, yo. Yeah. You guys got crazy good stuff in the States. I remember every time I would go to the States with my mom and dad and my brother, aka my whole family, we would go to Walmart. And
oh, my God.
We would ransack the snack aisle for all of the good American goodies.
Oh,
I remember
so many.
Yeah, hot Cheetos weren't available in Canada for
what?
A really long time.
I love Cheetos.
Yo, those were fire. I remember the first time I tried
it. We should do an episode on just different types of Cheetos.
Yo, absolutely. I'm abso-freaking-lutely. I'm super down for that.
I live for Cheetos.
Ugh, Puffs.
Oh, my God, Puffs.
Crunchy.
Old Cheeto balls.
Cheeto balls?
They used to have like tiny little balls that came and they were like, they literally were like the size of marbles. And they were just Cheeto balls. And they were so good.
The one thing I've tried recently that I actually am a huge fan of, I stand these, white cheddar puffs.
Oh my God, what are those? Oh my God, like, wait, like Pirate's Booty?
Shout out to Pirate's Booty. But I'm talking about Cheetos branded White cheddar puffs.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you gone to Target lately? They are going off. They're popping TF off, yo.
Target has so many good. Over in California, we have a shout out to Ralph's.
Oh, shout out to Ralph's if you're in California. San Diego, San Clemente.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love I love Ralph's. I actually went to Ralph's when I was in California.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ralph's is the best. We have... The other day I was at Ralph's, last time I was in California, I was at Ralph's, because I always go, because there's a huge one, and there's a Starbucks in it, so yeah. I get a Starbucks, get my chai tea latte, and I just walk around until I find something that I like.
Yeah.
And last time I found, I kid you not, microwavable instant pancakes.
Stop!
it was like in a cup of noodles, and you just add water to it, and microwave it, and it was maple blueberry pancakes.
Is this allowed?
I swear to God, and if you put like... Like a scoop of vanilla on it.
Like ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like cake. It was so Oof. Weird.
That actually sounds really good. Actually, you know what I did try recently that I was a really big fan of? I went to Trader Joe's and I tried something called pancake bread.
Whoa, what is that?
It's basically a loaf. Imagine a coffee cake loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's really light. The batter is super light. It's almost like a pancake consistency, so it's a little bit airy. You get, it's like an angel food cake kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. The flavor is maple, and there's on top like this pancake crumble, if you will.
Oh my God, what? This is at Trader Joe's?
It's at Trader Joe's, and it is to die for. It kind of tastes like, it tastes like pancakes, but it's also like, whoa, this is decadent and really delicious. $3.49. Go to your local Trader Joe's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I gotta get me some of that.
Yeah. I actually recently found out that there's a whole like fandom around Trader Joe's and the products that they have.
Oh my God. Yeah. People are addicted to Trader Joe's.
They're addicted to Trader Joe's.
People are like, they die by Trader Joe's. They're like, I do not survive if I am not eating Trader Joe's products.
Yeah. I need to get the California Nucky or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, there's like so many. Oh my God. Trader Joe's does have a lot of good snackies though, but they're all just like off-brand versions of the same thing.
Exactly. That's what I kind of feel as well, except for a few exceptions. First of all, if you follow us on Instagram, that's Fooderall Reserve or myself. I am Charshu Bay.
Yeah.
The only thing that I have on my feed is like Trader Joe's stands.
Yeah.
Like I follow this one account called Trader Joe's Junkies, which I mean, that's a little bit of an issue, but that's fine. And she posts, or he, I don't know, whatever you may be, or they, I don't know. they post about all the cool, wicked things that are being sold at Trader Joe's. I actually bought something recently that I have been changed by, which is everything but the bagel seasoning.
Oh my God, I heard that. They sell that at my bagel shop.
Really?
Yeah, Baz Bagels sells everything topping. They put it like on the table. So if you like order in and you have breakfast there, you have like a shaker of everything on the table.
Oh my God.
Just put it there. Isn't that so funny? Oh, dude. Fun fact. I went to high school and one of my best friends actually dated this kid whose parents make the Trader Joe's mac and cheese.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
You're lying.
I swear to God. And my friend and I always laugh about how she should have stuck with him.
Oh my God, she should have stuck with him.
Girl. Just get that mac and cheese Trader Joe's. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh my God. That mac and cheese is fire for what it's worth.
I know. That mac and cheese is great. Microwavable mac and cheese is pretty freaking good.
Yeah, but I honestly, I don't know. I like the idea of it, but I will always find myself coming back to Annie's white cheddar shells.
Oh yeah, Annie's is the best. Right? Annie's is so good. Annie's, once I had the gluten-free vegan, that one was gross. But it was honestly pretty good for what it was. In comparison to everything else, gross. On its own.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. And it was, Annie's just has, they have good pizza. Their microwave food is just like, they have good enchiladas.
Oh, have you tried their gummies?
Their gummies?
Yeah, they have little bunny gummies.
Wait, the bunny gummies is the same company?
Yeah,
and
dude.
And it makes microwavable mac and cheese.
Yeah, dude. They're Frenchies.
Oh, my God.
Freaking they got
Annie.
All that stuff on
Brava, Annie.
Go, Annie. Go off, queen.
Yeah, she's goals, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, truly goals.
Truly.
You know what is also good? Have you had KD before?
KD, no.
Kraft Dinner?
Oh, Kraft Dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese? Kraft mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
When you just throw the box in?
Yeah. Kraft Dinner.
Yeah,
wait,
Kraft
do you call
mac and cheese.
Kraft Dinner?
No, I mean, I just say Kraft.
But is it called Kraft Dinner?
I mean, it is Kraft Dinner. Is it? No, I guess we just say Kraft. I just say Kraft. Like, oh, it's Kraft mac and cheese.
Canadian fact, in Canada, we call it KD, short for Kraft Dinner. I'm sure it's the same thing. Blue box, yellow writing, great
yeah,
neon
same thing.
Yellow
we're talking about the same thing. Kraft mac and cheese comes in SpongeBob shapes.
Oh,
that guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the same one.
I think they taste better.
Oh, my God. Now I kind of want Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah. I think it's Friday. Friday. Ladies and germs. Might as well go in.
Yo,
you know
that's what
I'm
you
saying?
Should do tonight.
Okay. Let's just reveal to the world that I have no plans on a Friday night.
Yeah, but you had plans and then they fell through.
I never
with
had
your
plans.
Boyfriend that you're living with.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to Jordan for abandoning me. For a work dinner, I'm just kidding. Go off, queen. I support you, honey. Do your thing. But damn, wow. Dude, I need to make some plans tonight. And I think I might do that.
Make some Kraft mac and cheese.
Might.
Edit the pod. Take these shrimp crackers to go.
Yeah. Cry
That's
myself to sleep.
Oh my God,
I'm ready for
you
it.
You gotta watch Fleabag. You seen that?
No.
Gotta watch it.
Have
gotta
you
watch
seen,
Fleabag.
Have you seen that movie on Netflix called Tall Girl?
Oh my God. Can we talk about that movie? That movie is so inappropriate and weird and wrong on so many different levels. She's literally a model. She's literally like the girl in it. Mm-hmm. The main character is literally like tall, gorgeous, blonde. And everyone's like, she's too tall. I'm like, she looks literally like a model.
Yeah, okay. They never told Giselle she was too tall.
Nobody was like, Giselle, you are discriminated against.
Yeah, I mean, your husband, maybe. But Giselle, yeah. You as a person.
Yeah, nobody freaking, everybody, I feel like in high school, like, wants to look. Like, you're just like, oh my God, Kendall Jenner. I wish I was 6'5". You know what I mean? Like, I was like a tall girl in high school.
You're
I was
still
like,
pretty tall.
I am tall. And like, I used to wear heels and stuff. And I used to be taller than the guys that I dated. And like, I didn't feel like I was like, nobody was like, Jenna, you tall girl, get out of here.
You're so tall. Oh my God,
you're
kneecaps.
Way too tall. Like,
nice
I remember.
Torso. Like, yeah. Nobody says that.
Nobody says that. And I remember I used to like stand next to my short friends and I'd be like, wow, you're so short. And they'd be like, stop it.
Stop it. You're just so tall.
Yeah. And that was, you know, like I was telling someone this the other day, like being short and being tall, like, isn't really like, as much as there's like a lot of stereotypes and problems with women, like, height is not one of them. And if anything, that's something that's like a problem for guys.
True. True.
I.e. Bagel Boss.
I.e. Boss Baby.
Boss Baby. Oh my God. I love that movie.
Maybe that's what I'll watch tonight.
Oh my God. Boss Baby. That sounds like a great night.
Yeah. Oh,
I kind of want to cancel my plans and watch Bagel Boss. I mean, Boss Babel.
Boss Babel.
Boss Baby. Eat. Shrimp crackers and Kraft mac and cheese.
Let me tell you, my schedule is free. So if you have any plans and you want to cut them out, let your girl know because I'll be steering this ship alone.
But we're going tomorrow. We have plans tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We have plans tomorrow, guys. Yeah. I like how this sort of transitioned from a podcast about snacks to just kind of like us
like
talking
us
about our life.
It's just us being narcissists.
Yeah. Just girly things.
We're just a bunch of influencers.
Yeah. I mean, I think also we should probably rate these snacks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Why don't we rate the snacks and then talk about the medium we're going to see tomorrow?
All right. Sounds good.
Contact our snack ancestors.
All right. Should we...
Yeah, why don't we rate it from our, like, what our favorites were from what our not favorites were?
I'm going to need you to record scratch, freeze frame that, and rewind.
Okay, I'll give an example.
Okay.
Actually, let's rate it on a level of happiness. How happy were you eating this? So, for instance, I think I was the happiest eating the Pocky. I think I was brought the most joy.
Mm. You're right, Marie Kondo. That did bring a lot of joy. Okay. I would have to agree with you, Pocky. You just
Pocky
can't.
Number one.
You can't knock it
down. They just remind you of like everything that's good in the world.
Totally. It's just, honestly, it's a biscuit that kind of tastes like a breadstick that's covered in chocolate. And It's literally a breadstick. I was actually watching a Bon Appetit video recently of Claire. Do you watch that?
I love Claire. Yeah, you know Brad?
Brad's love them.
Goals.
I ship them. They actually work in the other tower, so.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we interview them?
I would love
If we
that.
Interviewed Brad and Claire, I think I'd be so starstruck.
Yeah. Maybe we would be, I don't know, pod famous or something.
Pod famous. Okay, at Brad and Claire from Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
Hit us up. Internet, do your thing.
Yes. Adam Rappaport, let us know what you want in the comments below. We're down to interview you anytime, any day.
Anytime, any day.
Preferably Monday to Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. would be ideal, but yeah. Anytime works.
Or Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever Anjana's in.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was doing a recreation of like a different kind of food and she recreated Pocky.
What?
I
didn't see that episode.
Yeah, yeah. I'll link it to you.
Yeah, send it to me.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting the link in the bio, but
at Snox.
At Snox, yeah. Maybe I'll just pump our own socials instead.
Yep.
But she recreated it, and apparently it was really delicious. But she was showing all the different kinds of Pocky, and I found out that there's over 50 flavors of the Pocky alone. Let me tell you, that's not including the savory Prezze sticks that you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah,
the
Prezze, yeah.
Whew! That's a lot of breadsticks to be using. I think most favorite, the one that made me the happiest, would you say, I would say it was the Pocky as well. Yeah.
Yeah. The Pocky were good. Yeah. Those were perfect, honestly.
Yeah. What's coming in at second for you?
Okay. In terms of experience, the shots, the jelly
the shots.
However, in terms of taste, I think the sesame crackers.
The sesame crackers. I'm going to go on a long shot here and say the prawn crackers really made me happy.
These are good. I keep eating these too. They're just really addicting.
Yeah, they also gave me a rash.
Shut up. Are you what the fuck? Are you allergic to prawns?
I don't know.
What are you allergic to?
Honestly, I just have sensitive skin, dude.
So you just ate some prawn crackers?
I ate some prawn crackers.
And now you have a rash?
Guys, I'm
looking
fully
at myself, like, if she's reacting, I have to be also reacting.
I'm, like, fully in hives right now. Oh, my God.
How are you? This is crazy. No way. What?
My skin doesn't always have these ripples. I'm telling you that. I need to moisturize. Don't come too close.
You just broke out in hives?
I just broke out in hives. Welcome to Snox, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty sure it was the prawn crackers. Because you know what I did?
If you're going to react to one thing on this table, it's going to be the prawn crackers.
Yeah, so I actually know exactly what happened. I was eating the prawn crackers. I was being so nonchalant, and I scratched my skin. So I think the spicy dust.
Oh, my God.
I'm allergic to prawn dust.
Yeah, just don't touch. Do some, God. Like, stretches.
I'm doing
like
a tree
flopping.
Pose.
Yeah, do some.
Oh, God, get this out of me. Okay, so... Yeah, I would say for me, the second would be the prawn crackers. Actually, you know what? Should we do a new format of this? Do you want to just do your top ones and then I'll do mine?
Yeah, okay. So mine was, we're also getting some live feed fan questions right now.
Get
why don't
out
you,
of town.
Don't forget to add us at Snox if you want to give us some live questions when we're doing our snack podcast. But anyway, okay, mine was Pocky, then Sesame Cracker, then Prawn Cracker, then. Okay, then I think the Jell-O shot, then the gummies. However, that doesn't mean that I didn't like the gummies, because I really did like the gummies.
You hurt my feelings.
It was all the snacks that I chose because I knew I loved them.
Oh, man. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. For me, I think my order of operations, if you will, I did Pocky. Next up, I had these mango gummies. They're fire. Coming in at third would be the shrimp crackers. Mm. I put them at third just because they broke me out in hives. But you know what? Hey, you can't pick
yeah,
and choose.
You know, that's the experience.
Totally. Coming in at fourth, not that I don't love them, but I do love the Nata de Coco version.
Yeah.
Are these little Jell-O shots. And honestly, coming in at last are these fresh milk soft candies. Those are pretty lackluster.
Yeah, those were a little bland.
Those
I'm not going to lie
bland.
To anyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. If you were given these ingredients in a chopped basket, what would you make?
Oh, my God. Okay. What would I make? First of all, I would definitely use this sesame bad boy as a base for something. I think I would try. Oh, you know what's really just messing with me?
Right.
It's these prawn crackers.
I know. Are you going to go with sweet or are you going to go savory? What's going to be the route here?
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to do something.
Yeah. I think I would emulsify the sesame right here, turn it into a paste, if you will. I don't know why I would make it into a paste, but maybe I'll make it into like a hummus situation where it's like a dip for something else. Okay, I'll use that and I'll mix
so
it
you're
in
making
with
a hummus dip.
I'm making a hummus dip out of these sesames because shout out to tahini. I'm mixing the sesame block with one of these fruit jellos. Mixing them, that's a fruit hummus right there. I'm gonna be using the Pockies and melting off the chocolates. And
melt the chocolate off.
I'm melting the chocolate off, and those are breadsticks, plain, simple, delicious. And then what I'm gonna do is take that leftover chocolate and swirl it into the hummus right here that I've made. Oh, so
well,
savory.
I like you're
and
making
sweet.
It. Okay.
Yeah, you swirl that bamboo in there. Might as well throw in a milk candy in that mix too, just because it adds a layer of depth and creaminess.
Uh huh.
And I don't know what the heck to do with these prawn crackers, but who knows? Maybe it's a nice little je ne sais quoi.
I love in Chopped when they don't know what to do with the last ingredient, so they just chop smash it up and put it on top. And the judges are like, nope.
I have to restart my potatoes.
All right. In this last segment, questions from our fans.
Yay! Oh my God, a first. Snack questions. What y'all got?
One of our largest fans, Evan Candalmo.
Yes, Elmo. What's his name?
Evan Candalmo.
Yes, Elmo. Go off.
He asked us to describe each other through snacks.
Wow.
All right, that's a good question. If I was going to describe you as a snack, and it can't be any of the snacks that are around this table right now.
Okay.
But maybe we should stick to the theme of Asian snacks.
Asian snacks, yeah.
We should put, like, the Jeopardy song on dun, right now. Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, I think I have mine too, but I want to give one more second to think about it. We can pause pod.
Okay.
What are you? What kind of snacks even exist now?
Okay, yeah, I got mine for sure.
Okay, I have one.
Okay, okay.
Oh my god, I have one.
Do, 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 do.
Oh shit, what is it called? I don't know what the name is. Wait, I know what the name is.
Look it up.
I know you'll know what it is too.
It's a good, we did a good, it's a good recording right now. I really feel good about that.
Okay.
After lots of thinking. We have come to determine what each other's snack personalities are.
All right. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
I immediately knew. If we're sticking with the Japanese snack podcast. I mean, the Japanese snack theme.
Oh, I am so excited.
To me, Nikki.
Yes.
You are a Yakult.
Oh, my God.
Because you are sweet. You're creamy. Everyone likes you. But you're also really good for everybody. You're a probiotic. You're really everybody else.
Jenna! J-Dog, you're going to make me freaking cry. Oh my god, we should have brought freaking paper towels in the studio.
There's tissues right over there.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Jenna. That's
yeah,
so sweet.
Yeah, you're welcome.
First of all, I love Yakult. Oh my god, so good.
Who doesn't like Yakult?
Who doesn't? It was in the famous movie To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Oh my god,
it was.
That was a good movie.
It was a great movie. It made me fall in love with rom-com all over again.
I always love rom-coms.
I always love it. Oh my god, true. Love Yakult. That's a good one. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm thinking real Japanese snacks, okay?
Oh my god, good.
When I thought of you, I thought of a strawberry daifuku.
What is that?
It's a strawberry mochi.
Oh my god, I love mochi.
Yeah, so basically like the daifuku is a strawberry that's wrapped in mochi.
Oh my god, I love those.
Yeah, so the reason why I thought of that is because one, mochi itself is so like soft and squishy and like delicious and like so sweet. And I feel like that's like your exterior, so welcoming, and like it's a little bit sticky too, and I feel like I adhere to you. I feel like I'm like gravitated to you, and like I don't know, we just stick together like glue, or like daifuku or mochi, if you
like
will.
Like daifuku.
Aww, daifuku friends.
I love you.
Daifuku love you. And the strawberry itself, it's a solid berry. It's berry sweet. It's always a classic. Everybody loves the strawberry. And I feel like that's like your personality. Everybody is like, oh my god, Jenna's so cool, she's so nice, oh my god, she's a popular, like that's like a strawberry. Ask anybody, like name a strawberry or name a berry. Obviously if you ask people to name a strawberry, they can be like, yo, fucking strawberry. But if you're like, yo, name a berry, my guy, they're probably gonna be like, oh yeah, strawberry. So yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Yo, hand me those tissues.
No, we're trying to save the planet, save the turtles. So
yeah,
we'll leave that one for that. Thank you for your question, Elmo. That was such a nice segment that we got to transition into. If you guys have any other questions, please feel free to DM us. You can even use our personals. Mm. Honestly, I just want to hear from y'all, TBH.
Yeah.
Or hit us up on our Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram. DM us on Spotify. I don't know if you can do that. They should do that.
We should ask that. Yeah.
It
goes down in the DMs. Or if you're feeling saucy, send us a voice message.
Yeah.
We're tired of hearing our moms. Just kidding.
I am not tired of hearing my
mom. I love my mom.
Mom. Quick shout out to our moms.
Yo, shout out to mom. Shout out to Jenna's mom. Her mom's birthday was not too long ago.
Yeah, it's September 17th.
We love us OG
Happy
snack
birthday,
queen.
Mom. Yeah.
I hope you had all the mint chip ice cream your heart desired.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully. I hope so. She likes those Talenti triple layer mints with cookies.
The gelatos?
Yeah, the gelato.
Yo, those are fire.
Yeah, I hope she had that.
I hope she had that, too.
Maybe some key lime pie. She likes that stuff.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. If you have any suggestions for other topics you want us to talk about, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. If not, DM Anchor.
DM Anchor.
Love those guys. That's where it goes.
All right.
All right. See you next year.
See you next year, J-Dog.
No! high energy.
That was high energy.
We were in it.